Mr. Big said, drop that needle on the 45. I wanna hear that record one more time. Drop that needle on the 45. I wanna hear that record one more time.
Right, it's WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we just had a thing happen here, but we'll tell you about that afterwards. So I have three people here sharing one mic, but we'll get to them in a second. I'm Mike, by the way. It's WMFO Medford. All right, so that last set consisted of new noise from the Sins, C-Y-N-Z, a brand new single called Tell That Girl to Shut Up. I'm sure they mean that in a really nice way. Linda doesn't think so, but that's okay. If We Go At All from Boston had the second song of the set. I love that band. From way back in 2018, they had a single called Lights 1970. Third song of the set was by a band called Eagles of Death Metal, and they're nothing like that at all. In 2004, they had a record called Heart On, and that was Wanna Be in L.A. great track from 10cc was the fourth song of the set from 1997's remastered version of How Dare You. That was Art for Art's Sake. And I just heard the Dogmatics from Boston played that song that came out last year. And that's because they've got a dogumentary. It's coming out in the spring, all about the Dogmatics. More on that as soon as we know more. But there'll probably be screenings around here and all of that. So that'll be cool. All right, so I've got some people across the table from me smiling at me, but we have no table to smile across. No, we have Richard Lamphere and Linda Viennes and Daniel Coughlin, all from Girl with a Hawk. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Thank you for having us, Mike. Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to my closet. Isn't this crazy?
It's cozy, though. It's warm. Yes. It's nice.
This kind of reminds me of the places we make records.
No. Can't be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ask anybody.
All right, so today we've got a really big announcement, and I'm not sure how it's going to come on. I just got a text from somebody who says they're going to call us, but I don't know
who it is,
but that's how the announcement's going to come, I guess, in a little while, and I'm hoping that it's going to work okay in this Fakakta studio that we're using.
So
Linda and Dan, you guys were here, it seems like yesterday, just a little while ago, talking about the band, and I did a little bit of the history of how Dan and you have known each other for like six lives, long time. Now, Richard, I know that you've known Linda for a long time as well, and you guys were in a, I think you were in a duo, pretty much, called Kingdom of Love, and of course you had other people when you recorded, but you didn't gig out too much, did you? An expandable duo. So when was that? What years did that happen, Kingdom of Love?
It was about 2011 until... 2011 until 2019, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay.
And to be honest, you know, Richard came into my life as a complete musical angel because, I mean, we had known each other forever, but in terms of working together, because it was the teen years and with my daughter, and I was just kind of hunkered down at home. You know, even before maybe the teen years, but... you know, it was a time in my life where I couldn't really be out at night. I couldn't really be gigging.
Yeah, you were a rock and roll mom.
I was a rock and roll mom, but I still had this beautiful outlet for writing songs and making music with Richard, and he's an incredible producer. And I'm really proud of our EP called Ghosts. It's still on all the streaming platforms. I know you've played cuts from it.
I have.
And it was a great experience, and we've just continued in this. But there came a point where I was like, I want to have a live band again.
Of course.
And during COVID, we started to form what became Girl with a Hawk.
Mm-hmm. And just getting back to Kingdom of Love, how do you guys know each other from way back like that? How did that happen?
We met on Kilmarnock Street in Boston.
Okay.
So many years ago, I'm not going to tell you what year
it was. Is that how it's pronounced? I never knew.
Kilmarnock.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. But we a bunch of bands from that era shared a rehearsal space there. Really beautiful place, actually. I remember the day we met.
Okay.
My memory is that good.
Yeah.
But
so we've been you have to tell us about it now.
Yeah. I mean, Lynn and I have been friends for a long time, but it's only been like the latest phase of our friendship that we've actually worked together musically in this direct way. And it's just been so copacetic. And we just, we just, our Venn diagram of taste has a big fat middle part. And so we're able to, we've been able to, Kingdom of Love was a great learning experience, I think, for both of us, because we were able to make records and really kind of learn our way around as producers in particular. So, so we're ready for the next phase.
It must be really nice, too, to be in a band that does want a gig.
I tend to be sort of the more shy type, but I'm getting...
Well, tough luck on this one. You're going to be out gigging.
Exactly. Yeah. And Richard, is so humble that he omitted the fact that he moved to Boston with a very seminal, legendary band from Indiana called Amoebas in Chaos. And how would you describe them?
Definitely art punk. Art punk. Well, noise, verging on noise. We were kind of early for that kind of thing.
Well, with a name like that, it wasn't called like Dandelions in the Sun.
No. Used to take pride. It was the kind of thing where we took pride in clearing the room.
I love bands that.
Yeah.
And Daniel, if you're a contortionist, maybe you can speak in the microphone too. But I know you were here before, and you and Linda, as I mentioned, have a rich history. Just remind us a little bit about you two and how that came about.
Boy, we met back in 1980
something-ish.
He
was a baby.
Yeah. And I was little.
We're all babies. So.
And we knew each other just around the clubs and stuff. And then there was an ad in, the Phoenix one day or in a record store about Chill in the Paradise Seeks guitar player.
Oh, boy.
And I called the number and I got in. So, so we played through Chill in the Paradise, had a blast, and then continued on with Witch Doctor and then till that ended. And then we both kind of went our separate ways for a little bit.
Yeah, you were away for a while.
I was out
California?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then came back just in time for Girl with a Hawk to begin. So it's really great, and it's like full circle. And it's really, really neat.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. And can I add about the Amoebas?
Yes.
Also, another member of the Amoebas was a woman named Lynn Shipley, who's in the great band Hummingbird Syndicate now.
Yes.
So.
Yes, she is.
And she and I met at the N Square Men's Bar, and it changed my life. Like, she's been a muse and a friend since day one. She was standing on, I was bartending, and she was standing there, the most beautiful rock chick I've ever seen. She played bass, and she was so freaking cool. And that's, right around when I met Richard as well. She had also come
from
Indy.
And Randy Black, too, at N Square.
And then these relationships that have sustained... to share the history and then to still be creating, like she's creating with John Macy, who, has an incredible long history in Boston.
I play their record all the time. It's such a beautiful record.
It's a beautiful record. Yeah. They're beautiful songwriters. And we just, to still be doing what we love, like we kind of just pinch ourselves all the time. We just feel so, so blessed, really.
Absolutely. I mean, I have been in the shadows in the Boston music scene for a long time. I just started in radio, and I learned about all of you from then. So it's really nice for me to come full circle, too.
Yes.
All right. So getting back to Girl with a Hawk, it's really exciting. I think the last time I saw you guys was out at the Midway Cafe around Thanksgiving. And Richard, I don't remember if we met that night or if I gave you a fist pump or maybe
I think it was a fist pump.
It might have been the head nod and the guy grunt. I'm not really sure, but it's nice to meet you. So you've got another gig coming up, the first one of the year in February.
Yes, we're playing at the Worthen Attic up in Lowell, and on Sunday, February 19th, with the absolutely gorgeous Sarah Levesque and Peter Zarkadis. They're not going to have their full band, but just the two of them together is one of the most beautiful things you'll ever hear.
Yeah, they're playing
their
tonight.
Songs. Oh, are they? Where are they?
They're at Sally's.
Oh, Sally's. Nice. Yeah, they'll have they'll be in with a full band, and that's just like
it's crazy.
Beyond. Peter's just probably one of the greatest living guitarists we have right now.
I know,
honestly.
He's so much fun to watch and listen to.
He's so much fun to watch. His love of just what he does, and Sarah's voice is gorgeous. So we're thrilled to have them with us, and it's the event is from like 4 to 7. Sarah will probably go on around 4:30. We'll go on around 5:30. But it's produced by Black Crow Productions, who are an amazing people. Dean and his wife Lucia, and they'll have a super cool pop up with vintage posters and gear and radios, and so you can do a little shopping. There's actually great food there, and it's early, so you know, come early, hear some music, grab some food, and we're really excited.
Sounds like a really good matchup for a bill, for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice, because of course Sarah and I and Peter all worked together in Back Porch Carousel during the pandemic, so you know, it's all about relationships. It's all about making friends and supporting each other and lifting each other up, you know.
It is about the relationships. And I'm going to go back to something that Richard said. You mentioned a Venn diagram and the way that it comes through with your musical influences. Why don't you guys talk about, you know, why you always keep coming back to each other and the music the music just works? You know, what is the common denominator besides just music that drives us all? You know, what kind of stuff do you like?
Richard?
Oh God!
Besides the crazed amoebas.
Yeah, there's not much. There's not much I don't like.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, we all you know have these kind of like classic rock psychedelic backgrounds. You know, I really like. I have a side where I'm interested in electronic music as well.
Now, did you grow up here in Boston?
No, I'm from. I was born in Gary, Indiana, so it's the Hoosier connection. But yeah. I mean, I would say my tastes are really broad, but I like. You know, I always like things with an edge or something that's a little bit weird about them. So, yeah, I like, you know, I'm into like ambient electronica and stuff like that. In addition to like Tom Petty, and you know, we're all huge Beatles fans. Like we would absolutely bore the tears anyone to tears with our talking about the Beatles. So it's really we're really broad, but I think we all like stuff that's a little bit edgy or a little bit weird. So we try to bring that into, you know, like a lot of our songs, Linda will bring them in and, you know, they'll, you know, good, you know, kind of folk songs to begin with. And then we take them and we try to get them a little bit out into left field, I'd say. Plus, Dan and I love playing guitar together. You know, we're just really copacetic in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who's usually writing in this band in Girl with a Hawk? Is it everybody?
I write the songs.
That make the whole world. Never mind.
But honestly, they would be nothing without these guys. The fleshing out that happens. I recently had the great pleasure of seeing the Lou Reed retrospective that was at the Boston Public Library that his partner maybe became wife. I'm not sure. Laurie Anderson put together. I saw it over Christmas, and there was this amazing quote where he was talking about the Velvet Underground. Big influence for me. Where he was talking about, like, I just write these simple folk songs, but then we add electric guitars, you know, and they become rock songs. And I think it's true of the Rolling Stones, who are a huge influence for me, and Tom Petty. And it's like, I like to write songs that you could play around the campfire, but then live, I like to be a rock band.
But then somebody from across the way is going to go, turn that down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's going to be nice, but at a point, it's just going to get like, all right, that's too loud.
Yeah, exactly.
But there isn't a too loud, is there?
I mean, I don't like to be assaulted with my ears. I like some kind of beauty. I mean, I like an edge. I like Chrissie Hynde, her memoir is fantastic, and she said, you know, I like a certain amount of aggression and grit. And that's how I feel. Like, it's still, but I still want it pretty, you know?
Right. So this is my thing, too, because when there's a song, I think I know what you mean. It's like you can start out with a really nice melody, and you're kind of getting into it, and all of a sudden, in comes the grungy chord, and you're all in.
And you're all in.
Yeah.
And it hopefully creates, the thing about rock and roll that's different about folk is it can touch you emotionally, but it's a release. There's a catharsis. There's some kind of like, you know,
that's what music does.
It should especially live. Like, we're very interested and committed to being a great live band.
I'm so glad that you guys are a gigging band.
Me too. But Dan, do you want really quick talk about your influences?
Just really quick, I love 60s and 70s pop, like AM pop. I love the Monkees. I love the Archies. I think Sugar Sugar is one of the best songs ever recorded. I love ABBA, Fleetwood Mac. I love like heavy psychedelia, really weird psychedelia.
That sick psychedelia keeps coming up here.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
There's three Tom Petties right now.
Oh yeah,
everybody's
got to
have
the common
miss him so much.
Rolling Stones,
of course.
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
T-Rex.
Slade.
Mud.
Slade. Yeah. So
many.
Talk about this new song. Speaking about the songwriting process, Linda, you brought this to the band?
Yes, I did. I did. This is actually an older song. The song has had some incarnations. I wrote the song when my brother Carter was arrested in 1998 and went to prison that following January. He was arrested in December of 98. And, he went to prison and he was in prison for 11 years. And, you know, it was just incredibly traumatic for our family. For he had a young family at the time. And I wrote this song out of just the empathy and pain I felt at what he was living now in prison. And he long story, it's on the Red on Red Bandcamp. It's on Bandcamp now. It's live. And, but it just was a story of, a sister writing from a brother's point of view. And, and now we got to record it with this band, so it's really cool.
And did you just finish recording this?
Yeah.
Because it just came out yesterday.
Yeah, but in the last 6 months. Yep. Yeah, last 3 months.
And it's called Same Stars.
Same Stars, yes.
Now, tell us about the title a little bit, along with the story, the backstory. How does that match up?
It the chorus, where there's like a bridge that says, and you see the same stars as me. And someday your daddy will be free and we'll ride through the night and everything will be all right. So it's just about, like, he's looking up through a prison cell and his son, who was 3 at the time, is looking up and I'm looking up and we all see the sky, we all see the stars.
Now, it sounds like a beautiful reflection of the backstory that you told us. Same stars. Oh, I think I think that I see a phone call come in. This is the big announcement. I know that phone number. I mean, can that be who I think it is? Hey, caller, you're
Mike.
On the air. Who is
Hello,
this?
Mike.
It sounds like maybe it's Justine. If one of you guys puts the headphones on, you'll be able to hear. Hey, Justine, I know that I know where you're from. Could this be the big surprise?
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, girl with a hawk, I'm so happy for you. Well, let me have everybody just sort of here. First of all, this is Justine Kovalt.
Woo-hoo!
And she's from Red on Red Records. And
hi, guys.
Well, I'm just going to
Justine.
I'm just going to do a guess here. I think that you must have Girl with a Hawk and Red on Red Records working together.
That's a pretty good guess. Yeah.
I'm as dumb as I look.
I'm thrilled and honored to announce that Girl with a Hawk has signed with Red on Red Records.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh. You've got such great label mates.
The best.
And Justine is the gal that is Red on Red Records.
Hardest working woman in show business, that's for damn sure.
That's cool. So there must be a new record coming out that this new song's going to be on?
Yeah, so this is the first single that Girl with Hawk is putting out with Red on Red Records, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's
just
the most beautiful, heart-wrenching song. I love it. They will continue to have singles, and sometime in 2023, they'll have an EP with the label. But also, just to let you know that there'll be a video coming for Same Stars in February, and it is created by Joan Hathaway, and it's absolutely just visually stunning. It's right in step with the song.
Has that video already been done? The video's all done?
It's done, and it's coming out in February.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Justine. Yes, big shout out to Joan Hathaway. We had so much fun working with her, and our good friend Jesse Mayer from Diablo Gatto helped wrangle some important elements for that video. And Justine, thank you for having us. It's such an honor. We're just beyond thrilled.
I'm so psyched for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Justine.
It feels like an incredible moment to, again, coming full circle, because we also have known Justine for decades and watched her grow up. She was just this most beautiful, angelic, beatific young...
Beautific.
I love new words. Like the cutest person ever, and so talented. And so to see... Justine, to see how far you've come and creating this label and all the hard work you've put in and the mark you've made on the world and the amount of women and artists that you support and lift up, it's really it's something to witness. So lots of respect.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, hear, hear.
Hey, Mike,
yes.
I would like to say something about Girl with a Hawk, just to let people know kind of how they came to be on the label. First of all, they have great songs. Linda's songs are amazing.
Yeah.
But the way the band executes them as well is completely awesome. Like beautiful guitar playing, the occasional perfect keyboard part, great bass playing by Lee Harrington, great drumming by Nancy Delaney. But I have to say that the thing that really blew my mind about this band was seeing them live. Their live show is magical. It's transformative. It's like it just puts everybody who's watching them in this beautiful, happy place. Everyone's dancing and loving it. So for any listener out there who has not seen this band live, you gotta do it.
Wow.
Well, thank you. I couldn't agree more.
So kind.
And let's tell everybody again, in February you guys are playing...
Yep, playing the Worthen Attic on February 19th. That's up in Lowell.
Yep.
And then just might as well give a shout out to the next show after that right at the moment is with another fantastic Red on Red band called Speed Fossil. We love them.
Love
we love
Speed
Garrett.
Fossil.
He's such a good songwriter. And that will be Friday, April 14th at Sally O's. Yeah. And other shows coming up, but we might as well just plug the ones that are soonest.
All right. So this new single just came out yesterday. It's called Same Stars. Guys, I think we've talked about it enough.
Yes.
Thank Justine, you. I can't thank you more for calling in and helping us to debut this record on radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for doing it, Mike.
All right,
thanks,
you ready?
Justine. Yeah,
yes. All right, here goes. Brand new from Girl with a Hawk. This is Same Stars. It is New Noise at WMFO.
My tears, my
right. It's WMFO. That was brand new from Girl with a Hawk, as we said. Brand new single called Same Stars on Red Records. Yay. I want to thank Justine again for surprising us and calling in. I didn't know she was going to do that.
So kind.
And it's really
so
nice of her.
Cool.
She's kind of a busy lady.
She's so freaking busy, and she worked so hard to get this together for us. Uh-huh. And I mean, we're talking hours and hours that she does for every band on her roster and just all the pieces and getting it out to all the DJs, and we just couldn't feel more grateful to have the support. And Mike, huge shout out to you for just supporting so much.
You're welcome.
And WMFO for supporting so much music and getting it out to the wide world. And just again, you were listening to Girl with a Hawk. That is Nancy Delaney on drums, Lee Harrington on bass.
We missed those two.
Richard Lamphere on keys and guitars, Daniel Coughlin on guitar,
hey,
myself.
Hey,
and yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor to share that with you guys. And then just one more plug for upcoming shows. We've got The Worthen on February 19th at 4:30, Worthen Attic with Dean Millett and Lucia. We're so excited. We've got April 14th with Speed Fossil, another fabulous Red on Red band at Sally O's. And we forgot to mention that we are also have the great privilege of playing the Town and the Lowell Town and City Festival on Friday, April 28th, and that will be with Justine and the Unclean.
Oh,
herself.
Man.
So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
And some other bands.
I can't wait for that,
a
springtime
That's
show.
That's a great festival. Buffalo Tom's playing, John Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be super cool.
Oh, I got to be there.
Great stuff.
I got to be there. All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, everybody. Stay warm.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys.
All right, that was Girl with a Hawk, everybody. I'm Mike, and I'm going to continue for the next half hour until 11 when Something About the Women comes in. I've got new noise from a Boston band called Kid Gulliver. I'm so happy to debut some new music from these guys. Simone, love you. Really glad to play this. This is brand new noise, and it's called Kiss and Tell. It's WMFO Medford. Oh, you know what? My finger missed.
Could win that. another girl, another planet, another girl, another planet.
Devil, you know. Everybody, Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Yeah, drive me home. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Yeah.
Down, there I am lying at your feet. You don't breathe a word to me when you know you mean the world to me. But you know you can take it, just take this heart and break it. But yeah, oh yeah, what are we still doing here? And we can take off just like a jet plane, like a rocket to the moon. And with a sonic boom, I'm pulling home to you. Yeah, if I could fly, I'd spiral up into your sky, come crashing on down, down through your roof. Well, if I could fly, well, I'd try to make it up to you. Thank you.
It's WMFO in Medford. All right, 10:46 in the morning. And don't forget, 11 a.m., Sue and Something About the Women will be here promptly. All right, let me tell you about that last set. I'm going to start with the last song. That was a band called Mojo. And I got a little something to tell you. First of all, that band features the lead vocals of my friend and the friend of the station, Mike Mackey, who was here with us in the station with a bunch of other local Boston musicians. He's got a great voice, as you heard on there. And his bandmates include Dante and Jeff on guitar, Thomas on bass, and on drums, a guy named Kevin Seymour, who Mike just told me passed away. Awfully sad to hear about the passing of Kevin Seymour. So Mike and I were talking, and he told me about this song that we just heard that he wrote called If I Could Fly. And when the band recorded that song, the band all knew that Kevin was stage four. And he had a limited time to keep playing. They did this with a kind of urgency, and you heard how wonderfully that came out. The drumming on the record was amazing. Kevin, your presence on the Sacramento music scene will be dearly missed and never forgotten. Rest in peace. And Mike, thank you so much for sending that to me. I look forward to the next time you come in to visit here at WMFO. Rest in peace, Kevin. All right, started off with new noise in that set. The first song was our own Kid Gulliver, a brand new single from them called Kiss and Tell. Another Girl, Another Planet, a couple of cover versions of that one, but that was the Mighty Lemon Drops. Absolutely great stuff from 1991's record called Just Say Anything. Just Say Anything, Just Say Yes. Oh, cute. Speed Fossil was the third band in the set. Love Speed Fossil from Boston. Their latest record, No Anesthesia, has a lot of hidden good stuff, and that's one of them, a deep cut called The Devil You Know. Love it. Julian Cope had the fourth song of the set. That was from 2013, St. Julian, and that was Trampoline. And, okay, we got one more new noise to start the very last set of the day. This one is from Greg Allen's Friends Religion. Greg and Corey were here a little while ago. We played this, included in a bunch of songs that are going to be coming out on a forthcoming EP. Actually, it's a full LP. He corrected me on that. And there's just great stuff on here. Wanted to play this again. This is Greg Allen and Friends Religion, and I Need a Cigarette. It's new noise at WMFO. We'll be right back.
Won't you come on?
WMFO right here in Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? Thanks for hanging with us. And Girl with a Hawk, thank you so much for coming in, you guys, and hanging with me here in the closet that is Studio C. Last couple of songs we heard, New Noise from Boston's own Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, a brand new single from them, forthcoming record coming out sometime this year. I Need a Cigarette was that one. The great Peter Parcek from 2020's Mississippi Suitcase CD. That was The Supernatural. And Pernice Brothers from 2003's Yours, Mine, and Ours. Yeah, got a little power pop in there to end the show. That was The Weakest Shade of Blue. All right, like I said, I'm Mike, and stay tuned for Sue. She's coming up at 11 a.m. with Something About the Women. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll come back next week at 9. Thanks for listening, everybody.